Yeah, I'm thinking inside, and the mountain lines are broken down tonight. I swallow my pride, but we're drowning in the ocean, and it's tearing my heart open, baby. We're having a low purpose, yes, and it's knowing we're changing like the tide. Yeah, but I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the way it's yes and it's no and we're changing like the tide. Yeah, but I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the waves get rough. I don't wanna see the day we say we've had enough. And I don't wanna fight this war, but it's coming off our lips. But we stand to our guns and we love life.
City, the Chesapeake Arena. This is RAWF Love Hurts on pay-per-view, and ladies and gentlemen, already tonight at this pay-per-view, history has been made. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you my co-host, but more importantly, the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. She is the one, the only.
We're here.
I'm
sorry that people are so jealous of me. But I can't help it that I'm popular.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new World Heavyweight Champion, Bubs the Misfit Sweetheart.
Oh my god, that just sounds so freaking cool.
Look at you there.
Look at this shiny LA.
Yeah, that's a nice big shiny. And as I must say, if I was the crowd, I heard the crowd chanting out there that you deserve it. And yeah, you certainly do. It's been almost 4 years in the making, but finally, Bubs has become World Heavyweight Champion. So, Bubs, how's it? You said it feels amazing, but how can you put it into more words than you already have?
And you know, it's really hard to put into words. I mean, because I've been trying, and my first two attempts, you know, one was just the number one contender, and I couldn't get past that. And then the challenge to Mordrin that he accepted, you know, I couldn't get past Mordrin. So just to finally have this, I'm gonna start crying again. It's amazing.
Again, Bubs, congratulations. February 19th, 2017, one of the biggest nights of your career. And you pulled it off. You made us all proud. And I don't even know how to put it into words. I'm so happy for you. So wear it with pride, which against. You know, we know that we know certain people have their eyes on it. And everyone in REWF has their eyes on it. We know that a couple of the most dangerous individuals in this business have it targeted. So, and you know them well. So, wear it with pride. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I know them well.
Yeah. Enjoy it. And, you know, I don't know what much more to say to you than that. I'm sure there'll be more talk about it very, very soon. I know. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Oklahoma City. As we just said, the main event already over here at Love Hurts. Bubs defeating Gav for the World Heavyweight Championship. So congratulations once more, Bubs. Let me take a look here. I'm going to run down the rest of the card. I do believe most of these matches still in progress. Although there are a couple results to deliver here for you in just a few minutes. But the entire card is as follows. The Platinum Dragon Championship on the line. The Immortal Griffith defends against John Taylor. The vacated National Championship, Johnny Platinum taking on Godrick Mandevil. Winner will become the new national champion. Men's Championship, the Immortal Griffith defending against Fusion Skull. Those two have had a couple good battles here over the past month or two. This could be the culmination of the series, if you will. Can Fusion Skull take away from Griffith the men's championship, as Griffith did the FUBAR City Championship a few weeks ago from Fusion? Estrogen Championship, Michaela Doom defending against Wildfire. FUBAR City Championship, Mr. 187 defends against Prestige. Triple Crown Championship, Wildfire defends against Mr. 187 and Drifty Kongzilla. Midnight Hobo Championship, Mithras defends against the First Lady of Anarchy, Mrs. Hain. Multimedia Championship, Dark Raven defends against Alex Blake, Blake's first chance at RAWF Gold. Powerball Championship, Triple Threat Match, Wildfire defending against the Immortal Griffith and John Taylor. The TBD Championship, Judgment taking on Sasha Camaro for this belt that really, I didn't mean to go into that. No disqualification match, Spicy McHaggis taking on his ex-wife, Susie the Elf. Those two are, yeah, that one's going to be hot and heavy right there. Alley of Pain match, Wild-Eyed Yeti taking on Vacant Veil. There's going to be weapons. There's going to be rules. It's hardcore rules, so those two are just going to be flying and flinging things all over the place. It's going to be interesting, as is it will be in the Hollywood hardcore match between Hollywood Rick Brutal and Wrestling Mama. Those two should have one hell of a match. Mama waiting for Hollywood to get his ass to the ring right now. Fubar City Street Fight.
Yeah, she's been very vocal about that. She's waiting.
Yeah.
She is raring to go out there.
She's got her weapons ready. I think I saw a machete in Mama's purse, which is, and that's a big purse to have a machete in. I'm just saying.
It is a big purse. She's got a lot of weapons in there.
Yeah, and she's had a couple years to acquire some weapons too since she's been gone. Fubar City Street Fight, Crusher Bagwell taking on his wife Jackie Bagwell. No feud there. Those two of them just apparently like to fight hardcore against each other. I guess it's some part of marital ritual for the Bagwells, but it is what it is. And on the undercard, we got some interesting matches, including a match between Killer Neptune and Fetal Juice. The winner walks away. They both put 25,000 coins into the till, so it's a 50,000 coin match between Killer Neptune and Fetal Juice. That match made last night on After Hours. And, of course, the return of Mordred Nightwalker as he takes on Redneck Avenger. And if you've been listening to the program the last few weeks, Mordred is almost, I would say, more driven than he ever has before, which is dangerous for anybody in his path, including the Redneck Avenger. Luigi Mario taking on D-Train. John the Revelator taking on Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown. RVA Dragon is out there. He's taking on Super Nacho. Who else is out there in case they don't know who they're taking on? I see Mr. Moneybags Christopher Price is here. How you doing, Moneybags? And of course,
he actually came to the event tonight. He was out there in the crowd cheering me on. Thank you, Christopher. Appreciate it.
And of course, we got guests 1234 128 8 1353 1357, because some people just don't like to be known. Want us to know they're here for some reason. But we got Brooke Nightwalker, D-Train, Fusion Skull, John the Revelator, John Taylor, Luigi Mario, Mordred Nightwalker, Mr. Muddy Bags, Christopher Price. Uh-oh, there's Aggie. Watch out, bubs. Aggie's here.
I felt a cold chill.
We got that other person, Wild-Eyed Yeti, and Wrestling Mama all in attendance tonight, and I'm sure there'll be a few we'll hear from as the night goes on. But again, I turn to you, Bubs. You got the big gold. You made the goal.
I made the goal. You know.
So you've won. You've been Hall of Fame. You're in the Hall of Fame, REWF Hall of Fame. Have you been Platinum Dragon Champion?
No, that's the only other one that I haven't held that I'm eligible to hold.
But you've been national champion. You've been estrogen champion. You've been Fubar City champion. You haven't been Triple Crown.
No, actually, you know what? I haven't held the Triple Crown, but I have held the White Lightning.
Yeah, I've been held the White Lightning, and I do believe you've been multimedia and Midnight Hobo champion at some point in your career as well, correct?
I do believe so.
So, you got a few little eggs there, but. But let me ask you something, because you know you got a legacy, you got the prize, but you also got a little bit of something to live up to, because the past champions like Mordrin, Griffith, you got Gav, you got people like Godfather Turner, Nearly Perfect Salik, and all the others who've held that belt. You know, can you be the best among all of them? Do you feel you can?
All I can say is I'm one of three Hall of Famers that have held this belt. The others haven't.
This is true.
I am still a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I had an excellent coach in my corner tonight. And I can only hope to live up to the legend is Mordred and Griff, because, you know, they've, I believe both, one of those two have held it the longest. And I just...
That would be Mordred. Mordred's good at holding the title, and Griffith's good at winning the title. Let's put it that way. Not that Mordred's not good at winning it too, but right now. But yes.
But, you know,
so
it's just. I told everybody at the beginning of the year, I was going to get the title. I managed to get it. I held up to my word, and I'm super pumped. You know, I had my silent cheerleader in the background. You know, John's been actually, you know, working out with me a lot, you know, making sure that I do it. Mordred, you know, he's been showing me everything. I watched those tapes of Gav, you know, to find his weaknesses. I hit those weaknesses tonight, and I'm ecstatic.
Well, congratulations.
And I have that sort of point. There's more. Ah, there's my glass.
And so it is a celebration here, ladies and gentlemen, up in the skybox at Chesapeake Arena, as we celebrate Bubs' world title win. And so let's bring in the first participant that I'm sure wants to congratulate you. At least I'm hoping he does. I'm sure he does. I'm almost positive. But at the same time, the way it's...
depends on which one it is.
This one. I said this one. Ladies and gentlemen, the East Coast bastard Mordred Nightwalker has arrived. Good evening, Mordred.
What the fuck is up, Oklahoma?
So, Mordred, you know, usually on these shows, I would ask you your prediction on some of the big matches. We've done that, but one of the big matches, as you can see, is already over, and so we have a new World Heavyweight Champion. Your thoughts?
Well, it's as it was said was going to happen. She said she was going to do it. I said I would be in the corner to help make sure it happened. Spent a lot of time working, getting her ready for this moment.
Well, yeah,
thank you, Mordred, for, you know, for being there and you know, making sure that I knew I could do it.
Well, definitely,
you've definitely
had all
been
the potential
in my ear.
So. Being that I'm a man who likes to stir the pot, and I'm going to stir the pot. Mordred, last night you did say you were going to headline Immortal.
That hasn't changed.
Meaning, when you say headline Immortal, that usually means a world title match.
Yes, it does.
Which quite possibly could still be, by the time Immortal rolls around, Bubs.
If I'm still holding it, I will gladly step into that ring. I have to earn it, and to really feel like I can be the best the world championship. Of course, I need to face Mordred. I need to face Griff, and then I will know. I mean, you know, winning it tonight is great. I'm not looking. Sorry. Getting messages. I need to check the door and make sure it's locked because, you know, that demon sneak in here.
At anywho, I just wanted to cause a little, I don't want to say tension. Well, okay, yes. Cause a little tension. Just for the hell of it. But anyway.
Well, it's really simple. Like she said, she's going to have to face me at some point. That hasn't changed. The mission statement of the past few weeks hasn't changed. And she was well aware of that to start with.
Yep. What was I well aware of?
That everything I've said the past few weeks hasn't changed just because you hold that belt.
No. Nope.
And well, the thing is, I can sympathize with how she feels right now because she's like, okay, I know he's coming for me. Yeah, I can feel that too when you look at this tag belt over my shoulder. So yeah, I get it. We get it. At anywho, with that being said, Mordrin, let's talk about some
will. I've got big shoes to fill over here in this championship spot.
Let's talk about some of the other matches going on at Love Hurts tonight. Let's talk about the Platinum Dragon, first of all. Immortal Griffith defending against John Taylor, two people you know very, very well. So how do you see this match playing out?
I see John Taylor getting his ass whooped.
Plain and simple, huh?
Like you said, I know them both very well. I know exactly what that Platinum Dragon Championship means to my partner. So it's that simple. He's going to get his ass whooped.
And yeah, Bubs, you might want to go listen to what Aggie had to say.
I'm just gonna hold on to this one's arm right here next to me that isn't on air yet.
All right. Fair enough. Real quick, we'll get back to you, Morden, and on your predictions. I do want to announce two results that we have. The newcomer Shinsuke Nakamura upset victory over the Paragon of Greatness at Love Hurts. So. Congratulations to Shinsuke on a good debut, a very solid debut, I would say. And D-Train defeats Luigi Mario, which is a bit of an upset if you consider how Luigi Mario's been. Apparently Luigi's having a little issues here at pay-per-views. He's pretty damn good on it almost anywhere else, so we might have to talk to him about that, see what's going on there. So congratulations to both D-Train and Shinsuke. All right, let's talk about the national championship, and I know you have special interest in this. And yes, I know you don't care which one of them wins, but if you were to make, if you're a betting man, we both know that you're a Vegas person. And if you were to put a bet on this match between Johnny Platinum and Godrick Mandevil, who would you be putting your money on?
That's a tough call on that. No one's really seen Godrick around lately again. But at the same time, provided the opponent shows up on a big match, Johnny Platinum proves he's more like Johnny Nickel.
Also, but I want to mention,
will Godrick show up?
In the last few weeks, Johnny Platinum does have big victories over both Gav and Bubs, the last two World Heavyweight Champions on record.
Well, Gab didn't even show up, so like I said.
Well, all right. So we will see. We will see what happens. I'm not sure who I would bet on in that one. The Immortal Griffith taking on Fusion Skull for the Men's Champion. Do I even have to ask who you predict in that one?
Closest Fusion might get to the belt is if my partner wraps it around his skull.
Damn. All right, let's talk about the Estrogen Championship. Michaela Doom defending against Wildfire.
MD has had pretty much a stranglehold on that. So I just, no disrespect to Wildy. I've always had respect for her. We've had great matches against Foment. But that title versus MD, I don't see it happening.
All right. What about the FUBAR City Championship, 187 versus Bestiege?
Well, of course I'm going to go with 187. He's from the streets. And that's right down this alley.
Fair enough. All right. Well, speaking of Wildfire and 187, they are going at it for the Triple Crown Championship as well, along with Drifty. How do you see that playing out?
So far in this, I've got to go with the champion's advantage. I think Wildfire retains it, if worst case, on a tie.
All right. Fair enough. Does the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, have a chance to dethrone Mithras as the Midnight Hobo Champion?
No. I bet against him once.
All right, fair enough. And Multimedia Championship on the line, Dark Raven taking on Alex Blake.
Is there a reason this match is even on a card?
Yeah, he earned the title shot, so yeah.
Well, I pretty much see him getting just slaughtered like he normally does in any match that involves anyone higher than a mid-tier.
Oh, damn. All right. Bubs, any of these matches you want to weigh on? I'm sorry, I should ask you. Any of these matches you disagreed with Mordrin on or have your own take on them?
Well, the Midnight Hobo, I'm wondering, you know, Cougar, you know, granted, we're no longer relatives anymore, but she is dead set on beating Mithras, and if anything, it's going to be a fight down to the wire for that one. And I have to say, I got to go with Johnny Platinum for that national championship as well. Because, you know, Godrick really just doesn't have what it takes anymore. He thinks he does, but he doesn't.
All right.
I'm going to go with Dark Raven for the multimedia. I don't know if you talked about the TVD with Sasha yet, but...
No, that was going to be up here in just a second, but I was first going to address the Powerball Championship triple threat with the two of you, and Wildfire taking on the Immortal Griffith and John Taylor in this triple threat match, the first ever triple threat match for the Powerball Championship. And so, Mordrin, what's your take on that one?
That one, I see it's one of those points that Griffith is going to do this. So this is a goal he has had. And this is a case where I don't see champion's advantage playing a factor.
I have to go chase that dog. I'll be back.
Okay, yeah, we've got a dog out there. What the hell is that about? Anywho, fair enough. Okay. The TBD Championship, as Bubs was going on about, Judgment taking on Sasha Camaro. You know both of them very, very well. So how do you see that one playing out?
Judgment's my misfit brother, but I know exactly how tough Sasha is in the ring, so I think she's going to hang on to it.
All right. Fair enough. No disqualification match, Spicy versus Susie the Elf.
Spicy's going to get hurt.
You think so?
I pissed her off. I know firsthand. I've been in Spicy's situation.
Exactly, Spicy. Almost exactly. Well, not quite exactly.
No, not quite exactly. No.
You weren't married to you didn't actually get married to Susie. You just left her at the altar, if my memory is correct.
Well, like the day before.
Well, okay. Well, that's a little better than another day of, but yeah. Okay, so Spicy's going to you predicting Susie the Elf. All right. Wild-Eyed Yeti taking on Vacant Veil in this Alley of Pain match. Who do you like there?
That's going to be tough because I know how tough Yeti is. I know how much he wants this match, but we did see a whole different side of Veil with the sneak attack at the last minute. So it makes you wonder what else he's got, you know, cooked up that we haven't seen yet.
True, true. That one almost intrigues me more than any match on the card, just because you never know what you're going to get out of those two at any given point in time, and given the unpredictability of the match that they're in, anything could happen. So it only takes one good shot by a good weapon or a good, you know, who knows. And we know both of them very good at backyard brawling, if you will, back alley brawling. So should be a very exciting match. We got FUBAR City Street Fight, Crusher versus the two Bagwells going at it. Do you have a prediction there?
I think Crusher takes that one.
I haven't
seen much of his wife, but I have worked extensively with Crusher in the past, and this is more up his alley.
Fair enough. All right, now here's one I've been dying to talk about. The Hollywood Hardcore match. Hollywood Rick Brutal taking on the returning Wrestling Mama. So, you know, in a Hollywood Hardcore match, I think Hollywood kind of put himself at a disadvantage here only because if he had chosen a normal match with normal rules, I would have given him the advantage because Wrestling Mama has been gone for a couple of years from wrestling. And the ring rust, you know, I'm sure she's been working it off, but it couldn't completely be there. Meanwhile, Hollywood, he's been active in USLs and everything else for the past few years. But because, you know, hardcore match and Mama can pull anything out of her little bag of tricks, I think he put himself at a disadvantage. What do you think?
I think Hollywood's just going to get fucked up. And I don't care what the match type was going to be. It could have been a regular match. It could have been a hardcore match. Ring rust only lasts as long as you get cracked once.
Fair enough. And you know, it was very, very interesting that Hollywood challenged her the minute she walked into the company. So I'm wondering if he hasn't harbored a grudge for the past couple of years, and that's been festering. So interesting.
I don't even think it's a grudge. As I said the other week, you got to go back to the top 20 to find when he's been relevant in RAWF. He grabbed the first person that walked in the door that he thought was going to be an easy mark because they haven't been here. And it's going to bite him in the ass if he picks someone that actually knows their way around the ring.
That's interesting. And interesting theory there by Mordred Nightwalker. So good luck to you, Mama. I know you're still out there listening. So with that being said.
Well, I'll give you a good example. You agreed with some of her points. Did he get uppity at you?
No.
Me?
This whole radio thing is an excuse for why he wanted to try to take an easy win. Because you agreed with a lot of the points she exactly said, and he didn't say a single word. And actually, parts of them agreed with you.
True. This is true. Well, we shall see. So it was just between those two. Bubs, you wanted to weigh in on the Judgment Sasha match before you had to check. Bubs?
Yeah, the dog was attacking Craft Services, man. I almost took my chicken nuggets.
All right. Well, So did you want to weigh in on a couple of these matches like Judgment versus Sasha? Who do you like in that one?
Well, you know, I love my girl Sasha. I really do. You know, that's my girl. That's one of my old running buddies. Yeah, but you know, Judgment has been on a tear about these TBD and TBA titles. I'm curious. I'm really curious to see which one's going to win. I don't think I can pick the winner on that one.
All right, fair
enough.
Of course,
I'm going with Mama.
Of course you're going with Mama. Who do you like in Spicy versus Susie?
Susie.
Why
because
did I buy?
Spicy is so convinced that that's not really Susie. He's not expecting it to be her. His head is not really in this match. He doesn't realize that's really Susie.
You make
a good
point.
When he came in earlier today, when he came in the arena earlier today, he was saying, she was still the false Susie. His head's not really in this game.
At the same time, though, would it be different if he believed it was Susie? Maybe the fact that he doesn't believe it's Susie, there's no fear factor, no apprehension. He's not, But I don't know. I'm just putting that out there.
He's not going to be expecting those Susie moves because he's thinking it's a fake Susie. So when Susie gets in there and does Susie moves, that's going to throw him off of his game.
Susie moves. Okay. Interesting concept. All right. With that being said, I think that's enough for the predictions for now. Let's bring on a caller or two. I believe someone else wants to congratulate you. He's already here, but I'll go ahead and play his music anyways.
Tell me, who's that right? John the Revelator, who's that right? John the Revelator, who's that right? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. No, God walked out in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name.
Ladies and gentlemen, John the Revelator joining us now. Congratulations, John. I'm sure you're very proud of your lady.
Yes, sir. I'm proud of her. We're going to go out tonight and celebrate.
That's right.
Nice.
As soon as he whoops Shifty.
As soon as he's done whooping Shifty. That match, we haven't even heard from Shifty, so I don't know. I don't think you're going to have too much of a problem there, John. But with that being said, I'm not saying that it's going to happen because we don't know where the final rank is going to be, but we all know you're in the top five or six right now and have a chance to be making in the top two or three for a world title contender match. It's a distinct possibility. So what happens if it's you versus Bubs at Unyielding next month for the world title?
I just have to take this pay-per-view name until the love hurts and take the title.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the ring, it's all business. At home, we can play. But once we step in that ring, she knows who's going to come out on top.
Man, I'm coming out on top right now with that with your chicken nugget.
I hope that wasn't a euphemism that you were just. But anyways,
went to craft services. Give me a break.
Hey, you're the world champ. This is what it's all about. Not only you get to celebrate, you also have to all of a sudden worry about who and where your next challenge is going to come from. And as beloved as you are in this company, as beloved as you are in Unstoppable, nine times out of ten, it's going to be somebody very, very close to you. So, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I know. I've got a huge target on my back right now, and I just have to do what I have to do to defend this title. Even if it means beating up my board.
All right. I just wanted to throw that out there, just because... Because I had nothing else to go with. So, John, with that being said, I'm assuming that is your goal. But let's say it doesn't happen. Are there any titles you're looking at in the future that you would want particularly want to target in RAWF?
Well, if Alex Blake can't do it, maybe I'd like to go for, you know, take a shot at Raven and her title. It's just to show Alex Blake here that it can be done.
The multimedia championship. That's a pretty good goal. I like that. And don't even quit looking at my title, okay? I know you and Bubs are going to be teaming up, but you don't be looking at this one, okay? You can look somewhere else.
Well, that's right. I do have a partner now.
What the hell? What are all these bats doing in here?
Oh, holy cow. Get them. What the?
Oh, God. Somebody bring in the furry one so we can get rid of him. He'll eat them.
I think that little Augie person brought him in, snuck him in the back door or something.
Augie? Did you just call him Augie?
Augie. I don't know his name. He said he's from hell, so.
Oh, wow. And anyway, Aggie,
I just laugh when I think of him.
Aggie, behave, damn it. He's been back. He's only been back 24 hours, and he's already
on fire yet.
Yeah, this is true. All right. With that being said, John, I'm going to bring on our. Go ahead.
He's got to come up with something now.
It's true.
Because he knows in a very short time. He ain't gonna have nothing left to come up with.
Fair enough. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, our next caller is in an Alley of Pain match against Vacant Veil, which I'm sure is going to be a very bloody
affair. He's actually dressed. He's got more clothes on than normal. Actually got more clothes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wild-Eyed Yeti joining us now. And Yeti, that's quite the outfit you got there. It's very odd to see you in clothes,
yeah.
Let alone an outfit like that. So explain that one to us. Explain this outfit.
And this is my battle gear.
Your battle gear.
check this. Yes. Hey, look. Hey, check this out. Check out my coccyx protector.
No, okay, she said protector. Okay, I can look at the protector as long as I don't have to look at the actual coccyx. But yeah, okay.
Wow. Yes, we'll look at it.
You are strapped. So, I mean,
Yes.
And, you know, if we had any doubt that you weren't serious about this match with a Vacant Veil, we sure do now looking at you in that Iron Man looking thing that you got on there right now. All you need is a freaking helmet or put a trash can over your head and you're good to go.
I'm wearing a helmet right now. I'm wearing a helmet in the front.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
These
boots look from. Yeah, I'm also wearing shoes, which I normally don't wear. I'm wearing boots.
Yeah, I noticed
because,
that. I mean, first of all, does that put you in a disadvantage, though? I mean, you're not used to wrestling in clothing. I'm just saying.
Maybe not. This is just something different. Well, remember
I
said about the naked claws?
Yes.
I'm preparing myself.
That's good. That's good. It's good that you're going to try to get used to wrestling and clothing. This is the first time in a long time you'll have done this. Does this give Vacant Veil an advantage in this match? Because, you know, I can tell you're already fidgeting, just sitting there fidgeting in that outfit right now because you don't like having it on.
Yes.
And so is that going
to
be?
It's hard to go to the bathroom wearing clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Does the Coccyx Pretender have a zipper on it?
Oh, God, why are you asking that?
What are zippers?
Oh, no. Never mind.
Oh, I shouldn't have drank all that.
Yeah,
you
probably
all those energy drinks.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not a good idea.
Is it okay? I drank four 6-packs of those.
Okay. Hey,
take these bats out of here.
Yeah. So, no. I'm thinking it's gonna throw them off because seeing me dressed is gonna really make him really think.
All right. Well, it should be interesting. Yeah. Should be interesting. You know,
yeah.
Yeti, I wish you good luck as always. You know, and I don't have to ask if you're serious because this outfit just proves that you are. You want to take Vale down, and
well,
you want to take him down hard.
Yeah. This will be number 3. I put someone in retirement.
Who was the first
if
two?
If you look at my pay-per-views. First two, Aggie went away for a while. Aggie went away for a while. He's back.
Right.
And then Paige was gone for a little bit. She's back.
And here comes one of her knives. That's one of those hats.
You just had to say her name, didn't you?
But I'm sorry, I'm stuck in one of the bats on the wall.
Right. You just had to say her name, didn't you? Hi, Pagers.
Well, did
you
think my sissy would not be here to celebrate tonight with me? Please.
I was hoping that she might wait until the show was over, but, hi, Pagers.
Ellie, you want to get stabbed, don't you?
No, I don't want to get stabbed. Yeti wants to get stabbed. Look, he's even dressed for it, prepared for it.
I'll give you some ice cream if you stab him.
Wait, what? No. Yeti.
Two scoops.
Yeti.
I love that.
Two scoops.
Yeti. Yeti.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yes.
Oh, whiskey.
Oh, I do have. I do have some KD.
No, hey. Y'all quit doing this. No, quit looking at me like that. For crying out loud. So, Pagers, how are you tonight?
Good. I'm good.
Proud of your sissy for being the new World Heavyweight Champion?
Of course.
You going to do anything about them bats that have been flying over her head now for the last 10 minutes?
Nope.
Aggie's doing it. Aggie's bat.
Oh, God. I'm running.
Whoa, wait. You're running.
I'm going to go set them on fire. And then I'm running. And there goes the ring.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. Oh, good Lord.
And that's what I like.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I can tell. I gave her deer stand back, so am I back on the no stab list yet?
For now.
Okay. At least there's that. Not anywho, folks. So with that being said, Pagers, what's on your mind tonight besides stabbing people and looking at, I don't know. What's new? What's up? What's on your mind? Are you going to stick around a while?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stick around a while. There may be a new tag team coming to RAWF.
And I'm guessing that it would be Wrestling Mama as your partner?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Goodness, because all of a sudden there seems to be big interest in the tag team division. People wanting to partner up with everybody. Why is it because I got the belts now everyone wants to freaking do tag teams? What the hell? Seriously?
Because I want to cut your hair.
No!
Well, the nice thing is they all get this interest now. But the problem is it won't be you they're facing. Mm.
Oh, hush it, Marjorie. Nobody asked you.
Nobody has to ask me. That's just how this is going to be.
At any rate. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to mention that our next pay-per-view will be Unyielding. It will be, I want to say... We'll get the image real quick.
Brooke, I'm handling it right now.
It will be March 19th, exactly 1 month from tonight. Tonight's February 19th, so this is March 19th on Yielding, live from the Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix, Arizona. So mark your calendars now.
There's Talking Stick.
Talking Stick Resort Arena. I don't know what Talking Stick Resorts are. I'm assuming it's like, I don't know, Bahamas.
It's a resort for talking sticks, but I didn't know sticks could talk.
My Kendo stick talks very, very loud when I hit it against somebody's head.
Yes, Razor, you heard right. Paige is apparently coming to your tag division. Have fun with that. Have fun with that. What? I was just telling him to have fun. I love my people having fun, especially my GMs. Actually, Mama, I think I may have an idea who your partner is. I'm just saying, but I won't say it out loud since it's not Pagers. I'm worried, though, Pagers. Who are you bringing to RAWF? You're not bringing any trouble, are you? It's not going to be somebody... Paige.
She might have had something that came up there.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
And
who that
Brooke,
was.
Brooke, your invite's in the thing, or your invite's in your mailbox.
There you go. Is Brooke Nightwalker a relation, Mordrin? Who is that? Is that a daughter?
That is my daughter.
Wow. One of the 13. So, how many of your 13 kids are wrestlers?
There's a few that have been in the business, a couple that have talked about getting in the business, so two have went full into the business.
I said daughters, but I meant children. You have 13 children. I'm assuming there's a couple. How many sons and
yeah,
any daughters?
Ironically, they're both daughters.
Wow. And how is Ava Marie? We haven't seen her in a bit. We've got Brooke, and then there's Ava Marie. Is Ava Marie, how is she doing?
She's doing good. Back in Italy, of course.
Awesome. I'm trying to think of anything to talk about because other than tag team titles at this point. Because,
oh, why is that?
I just, you know, it is what it is. 17. You have 17 kids.
Yes,
I thought it was 13.
Children.
Oh,
no.
17, 13. You know, once it gets up above a dozen, you lose count. At any... Leave.
I know a few people they... out there that can call in.
Feel
yeah,
free, folks.
Could, but...
please feel free to
but
call
no, like
in.
I've had right. two daughters that have both been in the business and done well for themselves. I've had a couple of others that have talked about competing. I know they've trained. I've actually worked with a couple of them, but they haven't made any debuts or any waves anywhere, so...
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick song break. When we return, we'll talk a little bit more about RAWF and where we're what's going on in there and all that good stuff. This is RAWF Love Hurts on pay-per-view. This is the Back to Basics Radio Network.
I will be
And we're back here, ladies and gentlemen. This is RAWF Love Hurts on pay-per-view live from Oklahoma City. Our next caller was victorious in... What?
Wrestling what? Mama saying I'm not going to like her tag partner. Do you know who it is?
Uh-oh. No, but that gives that's giving us another clue. And our caller decided to drop again. Okay, well, hopefully he calls back. That's not good. Okay. I thought I knew it was. Now I don't know for sure.
I'm scared to think who it is.
Anywho.
Mortrin, do you know?
No, I don't know who it is.
I do now. Yeah, it's Wrestling Mama and Aggie. We'll be tag team partners now.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting.
All right. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a... Yeah.
Ouch. I've also got a Nintendo character on mine.
Okay, well, let's get this guy. Let's get the one before he drops again. I believe we have Shinsuke Nakamura on here. Shinsuke, you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Ah, congratulations on your big win today over the Paragon of Greatness, your RAWF debut. How's it feel to make...
It feels great. You know, it feels very good. I had a tough match. It just feels good being able to win. I mean, it was a tough person to fight against. So I mean, it feels good, man.
Awesome, excellent. So that being said, going forward, what are your plans in RAWF to continue this winning streak? Because that was not an easy opponent in Paragon.
No, it wasn't. My goals. I mean, I'm at the bottom right now, so I mean, I know I got a long road ahead of me, so I'm just here to have fun, to wrestle, and just make a name for myself.
Fair enough. With that being said, Shinsuke, as I mentioned, the road to the biggest pay-per-view in the company starts this Wednesday with the Trash Talk Round Robins. I have no idea who your opponent would be, but you know, to start that off. But you know that's where the big stuff starts. You got to start Wednesday now. Wednesday,
okay.
Fighting your way. That's when it all goes down. Starts. So. All
right. That sounds good.
All right. At any rate, Shinsuke, anything else you want to say before I move on? Because I got other people I got to get to now. All of a sudden.
Yes. I know it's been. I mean, big matches, you know. I mean, I want to just congrats Bubs for winning the world title. Just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and everybody remember my name because I'm here, and I'm out to win. I'm a fighter, and I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, thank you, Shinsuke Nakamura, ladies and gentlemen. Victorious.
I'm getting a message from Sissy. I now know who her partner is.
You do?
Her new tag partner is none other than Ghost, the Undead Misfit.
Ooh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. Very good. Ghost and Paige, Mama and Aggie. Tag team division all of a sudden heating up. And, of course, here I sit right now with the biggest target on my back. Thanks a lot. But anywho. Hey. Mordrin, quit looking at me like that. All right.
I already told you, you don't have to worry about it because you won't have them in time to face them.
At anywho, Ladies and gentlemen, our next caller was not victorious at Love Hurts, losing to D-Train, but he seems to still have a pretty good attitude about it. He is the one and only. I gotta get a fire extinguisher. Just give me a second. Damn it, Aggie.
Your ass on fire. Hi, Luigi. Well, he's taking
Hello.
Care of his chair. Welcome, Luigi Mario, here to the Love Hurts radio arena here.
Congratulations, Bubs.
Thank you. Is your ass out in L.A.?
Yes, Mama. Control your tag partner, will you? Jeez, you'd think you'd be tagging with Mama now. Maybe that would help, but... Ay, ay, ay. Anywho, Luigi, you lost the D-Train tonight at Love Hurts, but you seem to have a pretty good attitude about it. What's going through your mind right now?
Well... You know, I just got on a bad day, you know. I had a lot of fails. But it's all right. Congratulations to him. He won fair and square, so. But, you know, I'm not really worried about it right now. Because the new period will start Wednesday, so. That's the only good thing about it.
Very true, very true.
I think it's the building. I don't know. I was never really successful in Oklahoma.
Oh, not a big fan of Oklahoma. Okay, well, I can understand that. Neither are Texas Tech fans. But, anywho. See what I did there? Anyways. But at anywho, Luigi, you're still probably going to make the top 25 for the period final. So, probably still a title opportunity in your future. Oh, we'll let you know. We'll let you know once the finals come out. It'll still be a couple weeks,
I
assume.
Hopefully, I probably will probably go down to probably maybe 17th, 18th. I don't know.
We'll see.
Around there.
We shall see. I can't tell you until the final matches are over. So, all right. And Fred Starr now joining us in the chat. Hey, Fred, how the hell are you?
I beat him trash talking.
But anywho, Luigi. Yes, Wednesday does start at one of the biggest rankings periods of the year, the one leading to Immortal. So I'm trying to get everybody fired up for that. Everybody needs to once this pay per view's over. Look to Wednesday because that's when it all begins. The big road to Immortal.
I have to shout out to my son. Hello, son. Hello, Fred.
And hopefully, I'll face my one of my good friends, Mithras, for the Midnight Hobo Championship at that time.
Maybe if he is still Midnight Hobo champion by the time that match happens, we will see what happens. But at any hue, that being said, Luigi, I'm going to move on to we have another caller. Oh, okay. She is the one and only.
I got my daddy's attitude and my mama's temper.
I got you spinning and thrilling, I'm like a light show, bang, bang. It's like I'm going up around you in a slump, then you never seen before. You know what you want some more, I got you feeling, I'm chilling. That JJ beat, we be feeling, and I'm a light, brighter than a diamond. With the flash, fast, heat lightning, I make your body hotter. Yeah, they call me modern, dream of sauna, changing the game, making tears rain, yeah, they say. When this bug fly, you know it's me that's coming at ya. Feeling. I'm the one thing you can't believe you see it. Leave a taste in your mouth way long after.
Georgia firecracker has arrived, ladies and gentlemen, to Oklahoma, carrying a little bit of a weight on her belly, if you will. She is with child. How are you this evening?
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I am good. How about you?
All right.
I am good.
You seem pretty chipper. How's everything? How's everything going with the child?
Everything's going good.
Now, of course, it's she's now the granddaughter. She's the granddaughter now of a world heavyweight champion. So.
I think she missed the match.
Oh.
What? I think she was taking a nap.
Okay, well, I guess we could say it again.
Look, Firecracker, look at my shiny.
Bubs is the new RAWF World Heavyweight
Champion.
Yep, she is the new world champion in RAWF.
What do you say about that?
I just have to mess with you. Jeez.
So what are your... Aren't you going to congratulate her or have any thoughts on the matter?
Well, she already has congratulations. Remember, she's a grandma.
Oh, that's true.
All right, you don't have to rub that in my face.
Well,
dog bank press services.
Well, that's the best reward you could get. Look, you get a granddaughter, and then you get the championship belt, and, like, seriously. What's nothing wrong for you?
Sorry, there's that dadgum dog's back. I think it's one of Aggie's demon dogs. Shut up.
Yeti, do something about the dog, will you? You're good with animals, aren't you?
What?
You're a Yeti.
Yes. We could cook the dog if you guys are into
well, no.
Dogs.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Free range dog. It's good.
I'm now having Filipino destroyer flashbacks.
Yeah, give me my fucking money, okay? Give me my fucking money.
Oh, hey, very.
It's a free range dog. But the free range dog, you want to go? Bring it here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Filipino Yeti has arrived. Apparently,
Yeah. Where's my fucking money, okay?
And anywho, Bubs, is that other caller? Is that other caller coming on? The Razor? Is he coming?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I told.
If they don't, I'll start singing.
Did he answer?
Oh, can I start singing?
No.
No, I won't.
You don't need to sing, Yeti. You got to get prepared for battle.
Right? Well, right. If these people don't call in, I'm going to start singing.
And I will start muting.
Yep.
Well, I'm trying to get a shark guy in here, so I don't know if he's here yet.
All right. Well, let me know when he arrives, if he arrives.
Oh, who's the shark? Oh.
No, wrong sharp guy.
No. Oh, okay. No,
All right. Well, we still got about 45 minutes left to go in the show. So,
Mama's out there juggling handguns. Check it out.
Why is Mama Mama, wow. I don't know whether to be impressed or scared to freaking death. Because I've had enough gunplay lately. This is... Between Bubs and anyways.
Okay, the sharp guy is gone, and so is the firecracker.
Okay.
But
well,
I think we're gonna have another misfit on in a second.
We're gonna what? Oh, really?
I'm working on it.
All right. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Yes. Have that misfit.
You're not in pain. You're not alive.
I'm so sick of me being sick of you and the way you look, all the things you do. You drive me crazy.
And I believe the one and only Fred Starr has arrived. Good evening, Fred.
How you doing, L.A.?
I'm doing good,
it's
but,
such a banner night. First my daughter, now my son.
It's like a big fan. It's the world title, and everybody comes out of the woodwork now. Fred, Bubs is the new World Heavyweight Champion at RAWF. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's really cool. I think it's pretty cool. Congratulations, man.
Ah, thank you, son. I love my children.
Yeah, I know.
At least you're more excited than your sister was.
I've been kind of missing for the last, how do you say, month or so.
Yeah, you've been kind of incognito.
I've been kind of, well, technically I was, somebody had called, how do you say, the psych ward and had me locked up. I got to figure out who the hell that was. They had me locked up in the psych ward for a couple weeks.
Who's messing with you? You're the insane misfit. Who do I get to hurt?
So I have no idea who did that. But I had fun. I got to bounce off the padded walls in a nice little white coat, so I had fun. Okay.
Well,
your Aunt
Fred,
Paige wants to know who locked you up.
It wasn't me. But if you can get references, maybe we can put Paige in there for a couple of weeks. Might do her some good, too.
She would have fun bouncing off the walls, putting some death metal music, and bounce off the walls in a nice little white coat that they give you.
I just thought you'd enjoy that, Paige. I'm just saying.
L.A., do you want that target on your back to get bigger?
Oh, please. Like, it can get any bigger? Are you kidding me?
I think I could spray paint it across your whole body. I'm pretty sure I could get a couple of people from the company that like to cut your hair that would hold you down for me so that I could do it.
I noticed you got tag team titles.
Did you notice that, did you? How nice of you to notice. Bubs has the world title, but everyone wants to look at me with the tag team title over here. It's like, hello, world champion in the building.
Well, that'd be good to take that title. Winning guys, you know.
You're talking to Bubs, right?
Yeah. Here, let me test it, you know. Oh, that too.
Get your hands off my damn world.
Like I said, you go, hey, look, I can see myself in it. Hey. Hey, let me polish that with my
coat. Oh, my God, it's got Yeti fur on it now. Oh, here, John. John, I'm going to put this on your lap so Yeti won't get near your lap.
I might feel a little guilty if I go after my ma's title while she's holding it.
Well,
I would feel guilty for, like, you know, going after a fellow misfit's title. But the tag titles?
Why should you feel guilty?
I want to be a two-time tag team champion. So I'm coming after those titles full-blown at this moment.
Well, who's your
notice.
Partner? Do you even have a partner at this
point? Yes, I do. John Taylor.
Oh, that's right. Scrap.
We're coming for those titles.
Fuck.
I keep telling you I'm a dad.
I just talked to my coccyx.
You know,
I just talked to my coccyx. And my coccyx.
Wait a minute.
My coccyx
when
and I Marjorie are going to
When and Griffith were champions, nobody came on here and said, we're coming after them tag titles. At least not maybe once in a blue moon. All of a sudden, I win the damn things and everyone's coming on here. I'm coming after them titles. I'm coming after them titles.
I told you, L.A., we all want a chance to cut your hair.
I can remember a match you ran for me when I was going to get your hair cut. I was going to cut it nice for you, too.
Yeah. That's because I didn't agree to that match. Thank you very much. I know, Morgan. I'm not going to have them very long to worry about it. I know. You've already said it three times.
Don't stress yourself out.
Who's got the helicopter?
You won't be holding them.
I don't know.
That would be me.
Why are you flying in a helicopter?
Because I can, God damn it. Because I'm coming to set the ring on fire is what I'm about to come do.
No.
Yes.
Bring a fire base?
You got the fire trucks ready, right?
Hey, Bubs and Mordred, you guys might want to vacate the office because I'm starting there and I'm locking the door so he can't get out.
Oh, geez. Can you wait till after the show, Sissy?
I told you you wouldn't have them long.
Yes.
I guess I can wait, but that's because you're there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah, we did make it to the semifinals in the World Tag Team Tournament.
I don't understand.
Aren't you glad I'm back, LA?
Right. I plead the fifth.
Aren't you glad I'm back?
I drink
the
fifth.
Cause all types of mayhem and destruction.
Question is, who's going to get to you first?
Come forth, but I came fifth.
Out of all the good tag teams in RAWF, who's going to get to you first? That's the question. And who's going to be willing to beat up the other teams and not look back at what's going on at that point? Because I look at it this way. I got John Taylor, the partner, and together we are the Hardcore Hit Squad, and we don't give a rat's ass what team we trample to get to them titles this time. We're coming for them, plain and simple.
Well, you guys ain't blood money. I mean, you know, he's not as good as I was.
And neither of you are
Apex. We haven't won titles yet, but we're going to win titles. Guarantee it. We're going to win titles.
Now, Mordred. You know you're my best friend. You know you're my mentor. And you know I love you to death. But I'm coming for those tag titles. You have them. LA has them. I don't give a fuck.
Ow. As I've said many a times, we'll be waiting.
That's fine by me. You can wait. Because when I take them, I don't want to hear no crying.
Like I said, it's a race to the title. Who's going to get to them first?
Hey, Fred, shut it. Your aunt is talking. You hush your mouth.
Why do I have a bigger target on my back than I
zip it
than the World Heavyweight Champion? I don't understand this.
Okay.
Where's Mithras when I need him?
Wait. L.A., people know not to fuck with the Morrissey sisters. Especially
True.
When you've got Stabby McStabby over here, as I've been so nicely referring to myself as of late. And my sister, who could shoot your wig off at 200 yards.
I got a lot different answer for you, Amadeus. Because I'm not eligible to. Fair enough.
They know. Bubs is around. I'm around somewhere, and I'm not afraid to throw a knife. Ask Mordred. He got one thrown out today on the beach.
That's true.
I
didn't you throw a bottle
today
at him?
I did. And he caught that one, because it was full. He wasn't going to let that one go to waste. Where are you, Mordred?
Never.
I tell you, people. Three vices. Three this man has. Well, I'm going to say four, but it doesn't really rhyme, but you got whiskey, women, whores, and gold. And the gold better be around his waist.
Girls, guns, and gold. Hell yeah.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
LA, are you sure you wanted us back?
Just don't do it, Sister Sage.
I'm an angel.
Mm-hmm. If you're an angel, I'm the king of unstoppable.
Hey, just because the word evil doesn't
mean I thought you were like the queen.
I'm not an angel.
I thought you were the queen.
Shut up,
oh.
Yeti.
Oh, good one, Yeti. I like that
hey.
One.
Damn.
Homage. Amadeus.
Yes, Marjorie.
If you're royalty, think back to the song you played last night.
Pay-per-view, so.
You got sweat.
Three words out of it. The Royals fall.
Well, like,
dun, dun, dun.
Who's in the air? Who's in the wind tunnel right now?
Sorry, Pace is in a bit. I told you, I'm in a damn helicopter. Excuse the wind. God! Fucking bitch, 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 bitch.
I do love doing these pay-per-views.
Mordred,
why is it so
check
always
your,
I thought someone
ate
yeah.
Cell phone. It's over there blinking.
At anywho, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to cut this program off early.
Wait.
Uh-oh. Well, accident.
I'll tell you why. Oh. Hold on.
What the hell?
In a second.
I don't want to see why. I'm kind of scared. Remember, I'm flying a helicopter. Let's not make me crash.
Well, you're safe. You're a helicopter.
Oh, I'm safe? Okay. I'll stay up in the air.
Let me fly the helicopter.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're pissing Mordred off, I'm running. Mood he's been in it?
What are we doing, Bubs?
Check the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then my migraine is about to get that much better.
I think Paige is landing.
What now, Aggie? Aggie?
Oh, how was your seat there, LA?
Yeah, just fine, Aggie. It was hot. Very hot. So what do you got?
On fire?
I do need to cut this program off short here quickly. So whatever you got to say or do, do it now.
Oh, goody. I'm just about there, so I can set everything on fire. Fire.
Yes, I need to get out of here before Paige gets here.
I'm landing on top of the building right now, L.A. There's no chance
Here's
of that.
Here's what's up. 60 days. 60 days.
Why does he keep saying 60 days?
Yeah.
Is that it, Aggie? That's all you got is 60 days?
Yeah, 60 days.
Bubs,
well,
your time.
Is that how much he's put away for?
Will be short-lived.
Must be the day.
My time.
Good.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, John.
As a Hall of Famer,
he's
going
to retire for two.
We'll just begin.
Hey, is he talking about my mom like that? I think he's going to flip his wig.
Well, Aggie, you got one thing right.
Mordred?
60 days. And I close that cell behind
you. And I know damn well. And no matter what,
you're right. No matter what, you're locked in my playground.
Aw, shit.
Mordred, the unstoppable force and the immovable object will yet again stand in each other's way.
Boy, you ain't never been in something like this. Maybe you should ask some people around here, you know, like, judgment. Maybe you should ask, like, the guy that runs the company what happens in my place.
We've met before.
Okay. I'm not sure Aggie's okay. Going into
every
trance
time.
In between. Oh. Hey, Aggie, can you speak faster, please?
Sell me.
My name is Marcus Marshall.
You're right, Aggie. We have traded things back and forth. But like I said, ask Amadeus, ask Judgment. Ask the people that have seen me over the years in that cell. There's no stalemate.
Tag team titles.
And yes, we were tag champs. I carried you to that. But as your favorite quote of 60 days, in 60
Hall
days,
of fame.
They're going to carry
Wrestling
you
Mama.
Out.
Myself. We will be coming and earning those.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What?
I think he needs to lay off the smoke.
All right, Aggie, we get the picture. We get the picture, but I really need to go, guys, to be
TikTok.
Honest with you. Yeah, TikTok me too. TikTok and hallelujah. So, folks, thank you for calling in tonight. I do need to go.
Rest in peace.
Great. Gotcha. Thank you. But this has been REWF Love Hurts on pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for tuning in. We will catch you all next Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for REWF After Hours. And Bubs, congratulations one more time on being the new World Heavyweight
Thank
Champion.
You.
I need to get out of here because I can't stand people staring at me like this. Good night, all.
Peace out, fuckers.
I'm coming for
Bye,
that
guys.
Bill.
Goodbye.